Look at my game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. I'm going to try to go the rest of the show without doing my robot Kawhi. I don't know if I can make any promises, though. I don't know if I can really promise you anything there. I don't know if I can totally promise you that. 402-951-1620. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, at Nick Baugh. There's a lot of interesting things to talk about. I talked about the whole asterisk conversation with this finals a couple days ago. And it's tough because for me, and everybody's going to be different, I pull out an asterisk when I feel something significant enough happens to alter what maybe should have happened. Now, again, should is a relative, is subjective. But here's the thing that's tough is like the beauty of the NBA playoffs is you play a 7-game series. And then a 7-game series, you know what 7-game series does is eliminates excuses. 95% of the time, the better team wins a 7-game series. That's always, to me, the frustrating part about the NCAA tournament when you compare it. It's a 1-game scenario, winner, win in advance, lose and you're done. Anything, as we've seen, anything, literally anything can happen in a 1-game scenario. Atlanta could beat Golden State in a 1-game. They could. Trae Young gets hot, has 4. I mean, like, and as we've seen, UMBC can beat Virginia. Norfolk State can beat Missouri. Like, anything can happen in a 1-game scenario. But over the course of a 7-game series, usually the better team wins. That's the great part about the NBA playoffs is, you know, you almost always assure yourselves the best team winning. Which I really think is what we all really want. What we really want is we want to see, okay, we want how good, we want to know who really is the best team. But that's just it. With this situation, I don't think the best team won when considering what things would look like at full strength, right? I mean, I even feel like deep down inside, if I had Drake sitting here, like, Drake, first of all, when are your 2 songs coming out today? Second of all, you really think if KD and Clay were fully healthy, you'd be like, yeah, no, I don't think so. So the whole topic of an asterisk on this series, I think the reality of the deal is you can't tell the story of this series and why it unfolded the way it did without pointing out all the injuries. I mean, I'm sorry, if the Lakers beat the Celtics back in, you know, 1986, but, you know, McHale went down and Bird went down and like, that's like, it's a part of it. It's a part of the conversation. And again, I said it the other day, I don't mean this to totally discredit Toronto, but I guess when I break it down like this, if both teams are at full strength, healthy KD, Clay, Boogie, Looney versus Toronto, I think it's like a Golden State wins in 5. So when the result is so flipped to Toronto winning in 6, in all reality, it probably should have been Toronto in 5, I think there needs to be an explanation. And that's the asterisk. I struggle to say that word, by the way. Asterisk.
You should see me trying to spell
asterisk.
It.
Asterisk. I say asterisk. In my mind, I say asterisk, but it's asterisk. Asterisk.
Wait.
So I've been trying to... It's spelled according to A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K. Asterisk.
Oh, I say asterisk.
I say kick, yeah, like yeah, kick, like CK.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been struggling with that all week. I've been trying to... You guys have noticed I'm trying to say something. You know when you get to someone's name, he's trying to say it really fast? You know, people are like, oh yeah, the Nebraska alignment, Ndamukong Suh. Yeah, that's cool. I like him. He's good. I'm like, yeah, there's not an asterisk by this series. I'm gonna struggle with that. Asterisk. Does that sound right? If I were just saying it over some beers, I would say it's an asterisk. Right. But it's an asterisk.
And I would say it the same way. It's an asterisk.
I'm struggling with that word, though, guys. I apologize. Incorrect pronunciation of word. Sorry. So, I mean, I just, you know, massive amounts of injuries to crucial players greatly impacts the results of the series. And in my opinion, the better team didn't win. So, again, that's when I break out the... That's not meant to totally discredit Toronto. To be honest with you, I've grown to really appreciate and like Toronto. I really have. It's a good team. It's a likable team, too. Kawhi's a stud. They play smart. They share the rock. But I just think Golden State's better. And if they're full strength in this series, this thing goes five. It's Golden. I mean, come on. So that's how I see it. That's how I see it. Yeah, bro, it's asterisk. What's up with that? I've been saying asterisk.
You should see the red squiggly lines I get over here when I'm trying
to start. When I was typing out this take, I was like, and that's why it needs an asterisk. Like, do you mean asterisk?
And then I started second-guessing myself. I was like, are we talking about the same thing?
That's what I'm, hold on. Hopefully we are. Let me see. Let's get...
So I'm not going to lie. I started putting
Asterisk.
Yeah, I started just putting a symbol.
Asterisk. I would say, I've been saying asterisk for 35 years. It's asterisk. A lot happens in the middle of that. It's kind of asterisk. Asterisk. It's an asterisk. Asterisk. It should be an asterisk, right?
Nope.
It's an asterisk.
Asterisk?
Asterisk.
It's a hard word to say.
So Stibbs got an S at the end.
Asterisk.
Asterisk?
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Risk, like the game of risk. Yeah, asterisk.
So like
asterisk.
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 Oh, I'm supposed to asterisk?
Go asterisk.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got an asterisk for you. Is that what the strippers say to someone? All right, I got to go to break. This isn't good. Asterisk. I've been struggling with it. What do you got, George?
So going back on your asterisk on that series, a lot of people are saying.
Well, now you're going to make a real comment?
I got a real comment because the Warriors, technically. At least, I say two of their runs to the championship, you could kind of put an asterisk on it.
Yeah, 2015. An asterisk.
Yeah.
An asterisk. Yeah, there you go.
So it's like, I can't.
It's hard. It's
so
but again, you see
hard.
What I'm saying? We're like, last year, somebody would be like, what about Chris Paul last year tearing his hamstring, man? That should be an asterisk. But to me, it's like, well, I thought Golden State's better than Houston. And again, this is all like, this is just me.
Right.
Or in 2015, like, I thought Golden State was better than Cleveland that year, even with Kyrie and Kevin Love. Like, I just thought that team was really good. Team won 67 games. They were really deep.
Bingo. And I'm just thinking of the Golden State team that didn't play a starting point guard for the whole playoffs.
Yeah, that was in 2015. That's what I'm saying. Man. It's pretty amazing. The basketball gods, God Naismith has balanced this thing out. He went through Golden State didn't see a single starting point guard all the way up through the playoffs, and then Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving get hurt. And then that was the start of their dynasty. And to end their dynasty, literally they all died. At the end of the game, it was like Jonas Jerebko's on the floor.
Swedish Larry,
as Bill Simmons calls him.
He made sure that KD and Clay had no chance of playing in a game seven. Made sure. He's like, oh, I'll do a calf strain. I'll do a hammy here. Oh, that's not enough? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go.
I got to ask. So now,
ask about the asterisk.
I got to ask now what with Golden State, though. If let's say KD does.
He's bye-bye. He's going to New York.
So
right?
So let's say.
Yeah, he's New York.
Rumors has it that Clay is already committed to Golden State.
Yeah. That's what Michael Thompson, his dad, said. There's no question he's going to sign to the Warriors.
So next year.
What's happening with it?
What's happening with it?
Bron time, Doc.
You got prime time.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't. I'm seeing today people trying to put out odds for like the few, like who's going. It's like
how
I saw one that had like the Bucks as it's like really.
Like
how do you
because all of these teams are going to change.
You have no idea where like there's like six or seven of the best players in the world that we all don't even know where they're going to be.
Yeah, I mean we can speculate all we want. Like for instance, we can sit up here and say, oh yeah, Kyrie's for sure going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, we don't know that for sure though.
Nobody
necessarily
knows.
I mean, no one knows.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Okay. Well, I finally had to just call out the fact that I don't know how what I'm saying. Like, for 35 years, I've said asterisk. For 35 years, I've been wrong.
And I've been over here like, oh, yeah, he's saying it right. Like,
good point. Good point.
I've just been sitting up here trying to spell it. I'm like.
Yeah. I saw one time on the call screen, you spelled it way wrong. And I was like, all right, George is at least with me on being unable to spell thing.
I'm just, you know what? I literally stopped yesterday. I was like, I'm just going to start using
the At least you're not like Shane. You should see how Shane spells things on the call screen at times. It's just ridiculous.
I try to make it at least make sense.
Why would my brother call me during the show? Alex, you don't think I'm on the air? Come on. You're not
aware? Trying to teach you how to say the asterisk.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. That's who's, or he wants less robot kawaii. One of the two. We'll figure that out. All right, 402-951-1620. As Dan Patrick would say, last call for phone calls. Yeah, Fritzy. Yeah, see. Game time.